Walk-On Renovations.
Hey, Jolene, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Amy.
Good. Did you get your shower?
I got my shower. I'm having real world issues right now. I'm fighting with the. Oh my God! Do you have an aged parent that's ever had to be in a nursing home? It is a nightmare.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sorry.
That place was so horrible. It took me an attorney to finally get them to release her to go to a decent place.
And since then,
they sent me a bill for the time that she wasn't there.
Oh, boy.
And I sent, so I'm sending death notices and don't contact me again. And, oh, my God. It's a nightmare. And then my dog threw up in the floor. That's the honest of my day.
Wow.
I'm sitting here looking at it and think, don't even get involved in that. Get this mail off. Talk to Amy.
Yeah.
And then deal with the dog yet.
Oh, man.
It's in the doorway of my office.
When life happens, it just happens all over the place, doesn't it?
Yes. It literally threw up.
Oh, man. How big is the dog?
Oh, it is the sweetest little French bulldog.
Okay. Oh, they're cute.
He is the cutest, I'm telling you, and he is so funny. But sometimes he has tummy issues, which apparently he was today while I was in the shower. But he's coming to the office. I was like, oh, can I turn the light on?
Or you might have stepped in him, huh?
Oh, yeah, literally right in the middle.
Oh, boy.
He was in the doorway. Because my office door was shut, and he's thinking, now, that's not right.
Mama, let me in. Mama, let me in, huh?
He's locked out of the sauna room because he can't get in that sauna. It's too darn hot.
Oh, yeah, that would do him in for sure. That wouldn't be good for him.
And then I have that bathroom steamed up so he can't go in there. So the time I got here, he's come back to the office thinking, where is she, I guess? And by then his anxiety got a hold of him.
Oh, that poor little guy.
He's adorable. I'll tell you, I wouldn't take $1 million for that dog.
Oh, that's good.
Solely hooked on him completely.
You love him, huh?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's amazing.
He's an angel. Okay. So what was I supposed to do to get ready for this?
You were supposed to see which way you're going to go. Are you going with the site rebuild as well? Okay.
Yes, let's get it. Because I think it's pointless to send somebody to something that
you're not proud of. Okay.
I think he did a really good job if it represented this company, but it needs a residential picture there, not the landscape of Fort Worth office high rises.
And you have a ton of these photos. You do have them.
Are they in there?
Well, not there, but on your Facebook. So you actually have the photos, like the residential ones. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's on the...
On the Facebook, there's a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have you send them over to us, and you can send them over via text, via email, however you want. So let me just get a little bit of information from you for Walk-On Renovations. Is it an LLC?
No, it's a DBA under an LLC.
Okay. And then the business address, is this what's on the business documents, the 1301 East Debbie Lane?
That is my P.O. box. It's Eagle P.O. box.
Okay.
And I was using that instead of my home address since it's a home-based business.
Right. So when you did the Google verification, though, did they verify it there or did they verify it at the home address?
I think that was one of that became an issue, that Eagle thing.
It would
cost me this $300 a year to have that, so it would. I didn't know about the safety of blasting my home address across the.
Well, We don't put the actual address though, Jolene. We keep it hidden on Google. Only shows the city, state, and zip code.
Okay.
But explain. Google don't take, won't take. Google will not take PO buses. That's why you had trouble with it for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wondering if that was a glitch.
But
I'm
we'll keep it hidden.
That.
I promise you, we'll keep it hidden on Google. It will not show.
Okay. Of course. My Facebook friends all know where I live. They've been here.
Texas also writes carry state, so it's a different story.
It's a what?
Right, the carrot. You can have your guns, you know.
Oh, I do have it.
That's what I'm saying. See?
Listen.
It's so natural to you that you didn't even know what I was talking about.
Yeah. It's right here on my hip.
As well it should be. So what is the home address?
Are you going to be nice to me since I'm a Republican?
I promise. I'm a Republican.
I am not woke. I am so deep in Rip Van Winkle sleep.
Yeah.
Generation. I even banned Disneyland. My grandkids went every year and stayed a week inside Disneyland. The other bunch stays at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
The hotel's there. I'm like, no. Well, we're going on a Disney cruise. I said, stop with the Disney.
Right.
Stop. But my one son is, he's got one foot on both in both worlds. So. He's waiting for Disney World next Thursday. I'm like, do not bring me anything more Mickey Mouse until I'm over there. Maybe a Groot, but that's it.
Right?
I love Groot.
So what is the home address?
4417 Sugar Maple Drive.
Wow, that's cute.
That's where Honey Graham lives. That's what my grandkids call me, is Honey Graham.
I love that. And you're in Arlington then.
Mm-hmm. 76001.
Got it.
Yeah, I manifested this house. So
what is your last name?
Walls, W-A-L-L-S.
The email for you, hon?
You probably want that work one.
Whichever one you want correspondence to and from Local Splash, not the one that's going to go on the internet, but when we send invoices and we send all information over to you, where do you want that going?
Yeah, let's just keep it all at one address. Let me pull that. They're all of my emails come into one inbox.
Right.
My little John did fix that for me so I wouldn't be confused. It is, and I had to pay for this. Who thought that you had to pay for an email address? I didn't know that, but I'll pay for it. It's Jolene at walkonrenovations.com.
Okay.
And to use walkonrenovations.com, I'm having to pay a fee. I'm trying to find his notes where he wrote everything down. I mean, I have to have them right this moment, but I'm going to have them eventually.
Right. Okay.
So he kind of stopped over and done it.
Right.
Passwords into that website to be able to,
so we can redo it. Yeah, we're going to want those passwords. So we're going to schedule you a client onboarding call with my technician. And when we do that, it's going perfect. Perfect. You're going to need those during client onboarding. Now, I don't know what the rest of your afternoon looks like, but I have available appointment time between 4 and 5 if you want to go ahead and get it squared away today.
Okay.
Cool. Let me lock you in for that. So we're going to call from the 877 phone number to introduce you to your onboarding agent. And the onboarding agent is going to go ahead and verify keyword, service radius. They'll take you through step by step and they'll take their time. So don't you worry, okay, because they're going to take good care of you. And they will send you everything via email so you have a record of it. So you're not like, oh boy, what did we talk about here? What did we do there? You know, you've got a record of everything, for your, you know, records to make you feel comfortable.
Let me tell you what I have, and you tell me if I'm going to need to continue it, since these are my expenditure things.
Okay. Okay. You tell me.
I have a domain That's www.walkonrenovations.com. It's $12 a year.
Okay, keep
Google,
that.
Who has sold to Square.
Yeah, keep that.
And then I have a www.squarespace.com, and it's that Jolene@walkonrenovations.com, this email. And it's $192 plus tax a year to have that.
Okay, so what you can do is I can mention in here in the stuff with my technician that you may be interested in switching over to what we call the G Suite. So it's done directly through Google. I don't know. I think that it's like a monthly charge of like $19. So let me see if that.
I have that too, maybe. I have Google email, Google business account admin, Jolene@walkonrenovations.com. And it's $19.19 a month for this whole Google thing.
Then you might not need the other one.
I won't lose my
email. I don't know about that, but you can ask them for sure. They may know, and if they don't know, then you may have to contact that organization directly. When you start getting it mixed in with all of them, I'm not positive.
Well, he was. My guy, John, was telling me that it used to be Google business domain stuff,
uh-huh.
And then they partnered with Square, and so then it switched to the Squarespace.com. I don't know if the $19.19 a month goes away with the $192 a year thing.
Mm-hmm.
It may. I don't know if they're duplicating each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to use the RDM with it.
Right. Yeah.
Because one was your house and one was your street, basically.
Mm.
You can't keep your house if you don't have a street to put it on, which that was supposed to be the domain.
That makes sense. Yeah, that does make sense.
So I don't know if I still need a $192 a year, a $19.19 a month, and a $12 a year thing.
Well, you need the $12 a year thing because that's the house.
Okay.
So then the street, it would make sense. It would make sense. Yeah. Just see what our team can do. They're going to offer you G Suite. Say, hey, listen, so this is what I already have. Is this what you guys are talking about? Can I scrap this and just get that and have it all under one roof? Or what can we do? Just ask, let my team know that, okay?
Okay.
It's
saying here on the 19 a month that it covers the email, the Google business account. So I guess that's what I had to have for Google Business.
Probably.
But then, I don't know, the Squarespace.com. That's what it's called now instead of Google Business domain. It's called Squarespace. And he said it's for the website itself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's something.
Okay.
If it's for the website and the other's for the business, then it's two different things, it sounds like, doesn't it?
Sounds like it might be. So, yeah, I can have my tech take a look at that, though. Let me go ahead and get this in. The services you're providing, you're doing renovation and remodel, right?
Some. Mainly it's residential roofing, gutters, and screens, mainly.
Okay, got it.
But I can do that. Say if a storm came in and tore up your stuff, you got to get a new roof and new gutters and your screens are tore up.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're sitting there talking to the customer, they say, you know, we've been wanting to add a patio cover over the patio. Would it be a good time to do it while we're doing the roof? Yes. What kind do you want? Do you want one built into the roof? That's something different than if you want one added to it. That's what I had trouble with Mr. Colorado. Is it's two different things. To attach something to a house doesn't require any special licensing or permits. To cut into somebody's roof, that's a whole different thing because you're exposing the whole home when you cut into their, you know, start taking whole chunks of their roof out so you can add an extension to their home.
Right.
I have someone that can do it that's been doing other things for me, but I haven't seen him do it, and I've never paid for him to do it, so I'm a little leery about sending it to someone's house. If I can't do it without him, you know what I'm saying? I may not physically be able to carry those shingles on the roof anymore and nail them, but I at least know how they're supposed to be nailed, all about those shingles, what's a good surface, what's not, what's
perfect.
I know if you're doing it wrong.
Right,
I can
exactly.
See it from the ground if you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me some
leverage.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But to sit there and see somebody rip into the whole roof and start putting up rafters, you can kind of tell, but can you tell? Do you really know? Not really.
Right.
So that's when I get a little nervous about adding. I'm real careful about adding trades or tradesmen because of that. So
can you sustain it if they ever left? I understand.
Yes.
And that makes sense.
And if there's a problem with it, are they going to come back and fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't want it in some lawsuit. Of course, that's what the LLC is for, but you shouldn't. That's an integrity issue.
Right.
You say, oh, yeah, I can do that. Oh, yeah, I can do that. And then come to the office and say, do you know anything about this? Because I don't. Yeah, I just promised these people.
Oh.
That, you know, that's like saying this computer stuff. If you can't do it, then don't sell it to me. If you can't do it. If you can't. Because I can't do it.
Right. Absolutely.
Like the homeowner can't add a patio. They can't do it, so they're trusting you to do it. And it's going to be expensive to add a patio.
Right.
And insurance doesn't cover it.
Nope.
So,
they sure don't.
So you're out of pocket this kind of money. You need to be able to trust the people. And so I think you need to start with integrity in the advertising. As well as trying to get across to John, I know that the picture's pretty, and I know you'd like to do that. But how are you going to get from point A to B?
And how are you going to sustain it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. Understood.
Yes, before you put my name on it.
Right. So I've got all the information that I need. The last thing that I have to do is I just have to I'm going to take the billing information and I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. So in order to secure the listing, is there any middle initial on your card, Jolene, or is it just your first and last name?
Oh, let me see which one I'm using. Hang one second.
Take your time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No worries. Did you get it figured out?
Yeah. That's another big thing that I've gone through in the last 2 years is revamping because of getting that LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 3 cards that had fraud on them.
Mm.
And so I hesitate to use my LLC business card because that's where I've got serious money. I have a little operating account. I think that's usually the best because I don't keep a whole lot of money in there.
Okay.
And it's with a more prominent bank. It's with Chase. Let's do that one.
All right. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa. Okay. And it's got the middle initial J, the Jolene.
Okay, Jolene J.
So it's Phyllis J. Walls.
Oh, okay, so that's tech, that's your technical name is Phil, your legal, your technical name. Your legal.
Yeah,
name
legal.
Is Phil.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jolene is what I go by.
Is it, so just to make sure that I have the proper spelling, is it P-H-Y-L-L-I-S?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Wall.
Okay.
It's under my other company, Nationwide Marketing Services.
Okay.
Instead of who have a marketing service, you can't turn a computer on.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4246-3152.
Mm-hmm.
9784.
Mm-hmm.
7681.
Okay. Expiration month and year.
This one is 4 of 26.
3-digit code on the back.
198.
I'm setting up your profile, assigning the package. I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
God, I won't ever remember it. I don't, because I've been hacked with her maiden name.
Okay.
I've switched from that, but I need to make a note somewhere. I won't remember it tomorrow.
What city were you born in?
I was born in Fort Worth. My first dog was Fritz.
Okay. Well, you only need to pick one. Which one do you want?
Fritz. F-R-I-T-Z.
You want that one, the dog one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And since I've used it in the past, let's add a symbol or something to it, do you think?
No, it's fine. The reason that we said it is this. If somebody calls you and they're requesting something from you, they're requesting money from you, they've made themselves, made you believe that they are part of Local Splash, you're not sure, whatever the case is, if they haven't clearly identified themselves and they're asking you for any more money, you ask for your security question.
Okay.
That's why it's set up, okay, to protect you. It's not so you can get in and out of the account necessarily. Anytime that we're going to ask for money, we always ask a security question. Anything dealing with money, any upgrade, anything like that, you'll know it's us because we identify ourselves clearly. But sometimes people will try to trick you. So when they do that, we have the security question. It's very rare, but we have it in place to protect you. That's all. Okay?
Okay.
And because the account is technically, the name on the account is technically Phyllis, that is the name on the account, but I'm putting a note in here that you go by Jolene, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I hate that name.
I understand. I'm going to probably
call it my slave name.
Yeah! I love that. You're so darn cute. Okay, listen. We're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement. It's going to ask you a couple questions. So, if you have any questions during this, okay, just ask, just tell me so that I can explain it to you, okay?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Walcon Renovations.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jolene Walls, owner.
Jolene, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is May 16, 2024, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of just $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 16th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, love, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited to welcome you into the Local Splash family. We're going to take excellent care of you. And the last thing is, am I on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you should have received a text. I'm going to send it on top because it's going to be.
I got an email from you.
Cool. Did you get an email that says Local Splash initial invoice?
Let's see. This says, thank you for choosing.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a Google and Facebook marketing.
Okay.
Services that you offer. Then there's another one that says, Thirsty organizer, two items. And they're both inbox things.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to send you this text so that it's on top, and then I'm going to have you click on this link. We did send the information over via email to you as well, but it's kind of spammy a little bit in the beginning here. I just sent you a clickable link. Go ahead and click on that link.
In the text, okay, hang on.
In the text, yes, ma'am. It says https://my.localsplash.com.
Okay, I've got that. It says terms.
Yes, ma'am. Once you open that up.
I've got three other texts for me, too.
Yeah, one's my direct number, one's a welcome, and then one's going to be username and password. So you don't need to worry, though. After you sign the terms and conditions, I'm going to give you the password so you can log in, and then they're going to send everything else. Okay?
Okay.
So as you scroll through there, you're going to see an asterisk by certain things, Google Guarantee, Google Ads. Those aren't included in your package yet. As you get down to the very bottom, you'll see everything that's included, the local SEO, the CWD custom My Site, that's the custom website design. The base product setup fee is the one-time charge for that. So the reoccurring on the website is zero, as you can see. The upfront is just a one-time $99 charge to get that set up for you. It's the setup. So you're at $348 to get set up, which you already paid, and then $249 each month after that. Okay?
Okay. I'm still going through it.
Sure, and you have access to that. You do have access to that later on as well in the dashboard. Everything, you have access to every document, every single thing to client dashboard as well, okay?
Okay, I'm down to seasonal hold, cancellations, and refunds. How much further?
No, you're just going down right to the end. You're going to click two boxes. One certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company. And then the second one is that you allow us to send you SMS text messages.
Okay, I checked those.
And then type in Phyllis J. Walls for me.
Okay, I did confirm, and now it's getting to the Local Splash username password page.
Username's going to be the phone number that we're on.
With no hyphens? Just
no hyphens, just straight number.
Okay.
And then the password's going to be all lowercase, good reviews.
could it be, said invalid credentials. Let me try it again.
Yeah, make sure it's all lowercase and it all goes together in one word. It's G-O-O-D. R-E-V-I-E-W-S.
Okay, we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 or 3 business days.
Yeah, so that's going to be the tracking and reporting system that you're going to be able to track everything with. But right now it's empty. But from there, you're going to be able to access everything. You can upload new photos. You can change content. This is where once the website's up, you're going to be able to actually go in and make changes through website editor, okay?
Okay, so I can either do it from my phone if I have pictures on my phone or do it from
uh-huh.
the computer.
Yes,
there.
You can do it all. Yep, yes, ma'am. And I'm going to send you a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that's going to take you through how to make changes to the website. And then there's going to be another one that's going to take you through how to use the dashboard. But don't get overwhelmed with so much just yet, but you'll have them in your text messages to review when you're ready, okay?
Okay. My business name is wrong.
Your business name is wrong, Walcon Renovations?
The Walcon, that's a capital C.
Oh, I do apologize. Let me switch that for you. There you go. Yeah, that's not even set yet. They're still going to go through and verify everything during your client onboarding here in just a few minutes. They're going to get everything set. But I did go ahead and change that out. I do apologize. Okay, because they had it. I put the hyphen in there. I saw that it had that. Originally it had the lowercase. So there we go. We've got that. So what's going to happen next is in just a few minutes, my technician is, we're going to call you from our 877 phone number, okay, to get the onboarding squared away.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be talking with you in just a few minutes. Make sure you lock that 877 number in, Jolene. If you want to talk with me, Amy Nelson, then you press 224 to speak with me, okay?
I'm not seeing your 877 number.
Okay, so the 877 number is at the bottom of the email. It should have come through to you in a welcome text as well, but if you have a pen handy, I'm going to give it to you right now.
I was still on that. I was on that login thing.
Yeah.
Because I had the other messages.
No worries.
Local / welcome, client dashboard, username, password, log into the account. If you have any questions. Is this a local number or is this you in California?
It's me in California. So the number that comes through on your caller ID, that number is just a voice over internet number that they use because we dial out from the internet as opposed to having to have a hard line on each individual agent. So the 877-635-6225, that is our phone number that you can dial anytime and be connected with us.
Okay. And your
extension is 224.
Okay. If I need you specifically.
Yeah, if you want to talk with me specifically, which most of the time the operations team is going to try to answer any and all your questions. But if you prefer me, all the agents already know, my clients usually prefer to talk with me. So they'll give me a message. And if I don't answer, it just means I'm on the phone with a client and I'll call you back within the hour. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'd like
Except
to deal
tomorrow.
With one person.
I understand. Tomorrow, I'm going to be out of the office. So if you need me tomorrow, I'm on vacation.
Okay.
Okay? But you leave me voicemail, and I'll call you back on Monday.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I got you. No worries. They're going to take really, really good care of you. You're going to love it. It's going to be night and day difference from what you've experienced previously.
Good.
Yes, I believe you're going to love it, totally. So I'm going to let you go so we can prepare for that next phone call. We'll be calling between 4 and 5. It might be like 4:07 or 4:03 or 4:12. It may not be right on the dot at 4, but we're calling. They're just going to go ahead and prepare for the call and do the research that they need, okay?
if I don't go off on tangents talking, which is usually impossible, what is the general time frame of this?
If you don't go on one tangent, the call doesn't take more than 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay? But I let him know that you're a talker. I did. I let him know, hey, she's a talker. She likes to talk. She likes to talk.
I don't have no one to talk to except my dog.
That's okay. I love to talk. I love to talk. And that's why I have this job, because I'm a talker. I've always been a waitress. I never thought that I could do phone sales, because I've always been a waitress. I'm a sales girl, but I love to talk. I love the people. And I never thought that I was going to be able to do this. And then it turns out I'm actually, like, really good at it. People love me, and I love helping people. And on top of that, they let me work from home most days, so... You can't beat that, right?
Uh-uh.
All right. I'll talk with you just a little bit.
Okay.
We'll get you going, okay, hon?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.